The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Without you. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. I'm excited about today.
You're excited?
This is how I know I'm an adult, because I'm excited about today. And it's not my birthday, but it is Ohio's sales tax holiday.
You are old.
Starts today. It's been happening.
Yes!
It's been happening since midnight.
It's like Christmas!
It really is to me. So I'm doing the research on this right now. I'm trying to find out the ins and the outs of what items have no sales tax right now. Now, in previous years, it's been back-to-school supplies.
I was going to say, I think it's school supplies, right?
Clothing. But also this year, and I think this is exciting as well, or at least I find it exciting, they've extended the sales tax holiday to restaurants.
Oh, that's very cool.
Dine-in only.
You know what? We'll take what we can get.
No carry-out, no delivery.
Still, that's pretty cool. How long does it last?
Until August 8th, midnight.
All right, so okay.
For the next 10 days here,
I'll
go
take
nuts.
It.
Items of $500 or less.
Okay, good to know.
So can you buy a car?
No.
No, you can't, Alyssa.
You can't do that tax-free.
Can you buy a boat, Alyssa, and have no sales tax?
I'm going to be really honest. I don't know what the prices of boats are these days. Haven't looked recently. But I'm going to guess no.
How about alcohol? Can you buy alcohol and pay no sales tax?
I mean, depending on who you get it from.
It's less than $500.
It is. That is true. I don't know if it counts in this, does it?
It doesn't count.
I was going to say.
You cannot buy alcohol or anything in that genre.
Don't tell me that, or I'll stock up on all my fat heads right now. I don't need that.
Yeah, so this is, we're planning. You know, we're looking at the calendar and we're like, okay, what day are we going back to school shopping? It looks like the first day is going to be Thursday for us.
Okay.
Which is kind of sad to think about.
Why? Why are you sad about that?
I don't know. The kids go back to school in 3 weeks. Summer is winding down.
Are you nostalgic about their summer ending?
A little bit. There's some pressure on me feeling, okay, did I do enough for them?
Oh my gosh.
Did I provide a fun enough summer for them?
Meanwhile, all your boys want to do is play Xbox, and you keep ripping away the one thing that they want.
Well, they need to follow the rules. Follow the rules of the house. If you follow the rules of the house, you can have your electronics. If you decide to strike back and go against those rules, no, you're not going to have your Xbox. It's pretty simple.
That's some dad talk right there. Yeah. I feel like I'm in trouble.
You feel like you're in trouble?
I feel like
me?
I'm in trouble.
You're fine right now.
Right now.
Just follow the rules.
I hope I don't get grounded.
Follow the rules. So enjoy that sales tax holiday for the next 10 days here in Ohio. Very exciting stuff. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. Is it that sweet? I guess so. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So your mother-in-law, you may love them, you may hate them. Sometimes they may force you to get in touch with us for group therapy. I think that's what's going on with Grace in Parma right now. Grace, good morning.
Oh, hi.
Hello, what's going on with you? Why do you need group therapy? Why has your mother-in-law forced you to come to us for group therapy?
So the short version is my husband and I, we just bought our first house together. It's very exciting.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yay. Thank you.
It's very difficult to get one these days, so congrats.
It was not a fun or easy process, but now we're in this time where we should be like having fun, like decorating our house and getting it all together. But the old mother-in-law, I shouldn't say old, but I just mean like the old girl, you know, she's making my life miserable.
Oh, boy. Okay, I can only imagine for what. What is she doing?
Okay, I feel like this is going to sound rude on my part, but like she keeps like offering us all these things for our house, you know, like furniture or like decor or whatever. But like it's stuff that we don't want.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes it's stuff that she just goes out and buys for us and doesn't ask us if we want it. Sometimes it's stuff she has lying around her house that I think she's trying to get rid of. Like, it's a combination of things.
Is she going out and buying things new, or is she going to, like, garage sales and bringing back home trinkets?
It sounds like a little bit of both.
Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's just, like, whatever her whim is for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I was trying to be polite and, like, you know, like, it started with she gave us some random dishes. I don't know if they were new or old or whatever, but they were ugly, but I took them, you know?
Right.
But now it's been piling up, and I'm to the point where I've just kind of started saying, like, no, thank you when she tries to give me something because it's, like, it's way too much. We don't want the stuff. It's our first house. It's not that big. We don't have room.
Right.
Something tells me she is not taking the no thank you very well.
Not really taking the hit. I mean, honestly, I think she's just like excited that, you know, we're moving into our new house. And I think it's coming from a good place. Like she does want to help.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just getting to the point where now she's like putting me on guilt trips and making us feel bad if I tell her. And of course, it's always me that tells her. It's when I'm telling her that I don't want this, like, random crap in my house, you know? Like, a lot of it is really, it's junk, and I feel bad saying that because I know she put whatever time and effort she put into procuring it, but honestly, it's, like, it's also causing, like, pointless tension between me and her and a little bit between me and my husband because I'm like, you know, you could say something, but, you know, he doesn't care as much as I do, I guess, but it's bugging me, obviously. So I don't know what I should do. Like, should I just take everything out of courtesy and get a storage unit, donate it? I don't know. What do I do?
One of the problems that you're going to encounter is, for instance, when you have her over for dinner one night and she's going to be checking to see if you put out the dishes that she gave you.
I know.
And if you don't have those dishes set on the table, there's probably going to be a problem. In fact, every time she comes over to the house, she's probably going to be taking an internal inventory of where you placed all of her gift items.
Okay, so then how do I get her to stop buying the crap?
Oh, I don't know. I just wanted to tell you how big of a problem this is. I don't know how to fix it.
I was going to say, Bill, this sounds like something you might have some experience in. Is that what I'm hearing?
I have zero experience
in
this.
Okay, you have no experience in this.
Yes.
This is one of those that I sympathize with, for sure. As a polite Midwesterner, I don't know how to say no, even when it's things that I don't want. And living in an apartment, I definitely understand not having the room to just find a happy home for all of these things. It's tough, though.
Yeah. How does Grace address this with her mother-in-law? 216-474-0104. It's group therapy for Grace. How does she deal with a mother-in-law that has good intentions, but Grace really doesn't want them?
And she might also have a shopping problem.
216-474-0104. Malone, Morgan Wallen, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa, and Grace looking for some help this morning. Group therapy. She and her husband just purchased their first house, and her husband's mother is very excited about it. And I would imagine that she has good intentions and is trying to help out a little too much, in Grace's opinion, because she is buying things for the house that don't necessarily fit in with Grace's idea of what she'd like the decor to be.
Yeah, it's not fitting Grace's vision at all.
So it's a little awkward, and Grace is wondering how to deal with the mother-in-law. Jen is listening to us in Cleveland. Jen, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on group therapy? Do you have some advice that we could share with Grace?
I do. Actually, I am in the situation where my mother did that to me, And I did that to my children when they moved out.
No!
Okay.
So, I mean, but I'm not as bad as she was. So,
what kind of things were your mother-in-law purchasing for your first home?
Okay, so it was actually my own mom, and she was, it wasn't even just purchasing, it was like she would purchase new stuff for herself, and then just say, here, Jen, I bought new whatever, here, you can use this for your house, and I'm like, totally doesn't match my house, I really, you know, thank you anyway, whatever, and she would just insist, and so my solution with, like, anything big, furniture, paintings, whatever it was, I would say, I'll see if it fits in that space, and if not, then I'll just donate it. And then once I started using donate it, she stopped, like, pushing so hard for me to take stuff. I mean, she would do it with everything and anything. I mean, I'm 6 foot, my mom's 5'2", and she tried to give me her clothes. I'm like, Mom, you know, come on now. Yeah, I mean, she just never wanted to, like, get rid of anything. She wanted, like, us to get rid of it for her, I think, but... So now with my kids, when they moved out, I was like, okay, well, we need to get you plates and cups and silverware, and you need an end table for the next to the couch or whatever. But I was also, you know, Mom, I don't need it. Okay, and I wouldn't push it because I know how my mom was with me, and you've, I don't want to be that mom.
You've already went through the entire experience.
Right, but I'm a giver, so I'm always trying to get my stuff, you know, get my kids stuff that they need for their house. So my big thing is sometimes you just have to be like, sorry, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to donate it if we don't need it, if it doesn't fit. If, I mean, if it's just not her style, not just be honest and say, hey, this isn't my style. If you want to purchase us something, we could really use, and then tell her what you need.
Gift
cards. That's smart.
We can use
I made,
gift
I had
cards.
My kids make Amazon wish lists.
Yeah.
I said, break it apart.
Good
different
idea.
Things that you need for different rooms. It helps me know what you want, and I would much rather spend my money on something that you're going to use or want than it sit in the closet or be given away or whatever.
Thank you, Jen. I appreciate you listening and calling in this morning on your long drive.
Yeah, that's some great advice. The key word there being donate. So say, like, you know, if we don't have space for this, I'll try. But if we don't, if it doesn't fit, then we'll donate it.
Yeah, it's like she came up with her own little disclaimer.
Yeah, right there. I like that. That's smart.
Thank you for the good advice this morning on group therapy.
Next on the Q Morning Show.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way. The streak continues. It must end soon. Alyssa is 15 wins and zero losses. That's just unacceptable. 216-474-0104. Caller 14 right now. You will be up next to take on Alyssa during Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
If you dare.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Alyssa, your challenger today, meet Amber in Akron.
Good morning, Amber in Akron.
Good morning.
Are you ready to play?
We'll see, right?
Let's see what you got.
Amber, first, let's get Alyssa out of here so I can ask you your questions. Can you please ask Alyssa to leave the studio?
Alyssa, please leave the studio.
Fine. I'm going.
Amber, it's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Three general knowledge trivia questions. If you get more right than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa.
Got it.
As of this morning, Alyssa is 15-0, and it's getting ridiculous now. So can you please try to take her down?
I will try my best.
Here is question number one. Which U.S. state is known as the Peach State?
Georgia.
Question two. What was the name of the toy line introduced in 2010 by Mattel featuring fashion dolls inspired by horror fiction and monster movies?
Monster High Dolls.
And question three. Wolverine is best known for being a member of what superhero group?
God, it's not, I'm going to say Marvel, even though I think that's wrong.
Well, Marvel is who created everything.
Okay.
The superhero group that Wolverine is in.
Is it like, it's not Fantastic Four, is it? No, it's not.
Amber, you did very well, though. Don't worry about that one. We'll bring Alyssa into the studio here to see how she does.
Okay.
What are you up to this morning?
Just driving to work.
Thank you for having us on. How's your summer going?
It's going good. I have a couple of vacations coming up. How's your summer going?
Not too bad. Where's your next vacation? So you have a couple of vacations coming up. Where will the first one be?
Well, it's actually this weekend. It's a trip that I take with my sisters and our kids. We just go down to a cabin in West Virginia. It's in one of the state parks. And then in a couple weeks, taking the kids to Disney. So.
Oh, my gosh. Will this be your first trip to Disney with the kids?
No, it'll be the third and the last.
Oh.
Now, why do you say the last?
Now, oldest one's about to be 14, youngest one's about to be 6. So it's like perfect age, yeah.
All right. Well, I hope that the final Disney trip will be a successful and memorable one for the family. Alyssa, Amber did very well.
Okay.
So you do have to be on your A game today. Are you ready for your three questions?
You know I am.
Which U.S. state is known as the Peach State?
That'd be Georgia.
And we are tied at one. Question two. What was the name of the toy line introduced in 2010 by Mattel, featuring fashion dolls inspired by horror fiction and monster movies?
Monster High. I'm too old for that, but I still know what they are.
And your third question today. Wolverine is best known for being a member of what superhero group?
There's a group?
Yeah, he was in a group. So he is in the movie with Deadpool right now, but he was in a group. They made a whole bunch of movies about it.
I'm just going to guess on this. The Avengers?
It's not the answer that I'm looking for. Like, I think in the comic books, I think Wolverine was a member of the Avengers. I kind of phrased the question best known.
So you just don't want me to win.
I was looking for the X-Men. That's what I was looking for. The X-Men.
Oh, okay. Well, I got it wrong, too.
Okay. I feel better then. It makes me feel better.
Regardless, you guys have a tie today.
All right. Let's go, Amber. Let's go.
So, Amber, you did not take Alyssa down, but we do have a gift card to Blue Falls Car Wash for you.
Awesome.
Get your car all washed up before you hit the road for vacation.
Sounds good to me.
Alyssa, they have soft touch locations in Amherst, Cuyahoga Falls, Mentor, North Canton, North Olmsted, North Ridgeville, Parma, Stowe, Strongsville, and now Willoughby. Blue Falls Car Wash, the best clean every time.
My name is Amber, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Cracks when they say the party's
over. Yeah, it's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So there's something or someone coming to Cleveland that I thought we were done with. I really thought we were done with this.
You thought we were done with her?
I thought the 15 minutes were up.
Oh, come on.
But apparently, according to Alyssa, someone will be in Cleveland this weekend making a special appearance.
Oh, you gotta give him that huck to and spit on that thing.
Huck to. She's gonna be in the flats on Saturday.
Are you serious?
Low-key, I'm like super excited for her. Why are you being so sour about this?
Because this is so old. It's done with. It's too late now.
You know what? I will always support the girlies getting that bag. Okay, make your money. I don't know if this is gonna be 15 minutes. She might go down in history. Who knows? She might have a reality show in 15 years, Keeping Up with Haley Welsh. Who knows?
Yeah, she does have a real name.
She does. That's Haley. Her name. Haley. But yeah, so she's going to be at the farm on Saturday. They're doing like a party with country music on Saturday night, 7 p.m., live music starts, and Hot Tua Girl is going to be there.
She's going to be there the entire time?
I think that she's like hosting the party. She might be like a guest DJ, or I don't quite know what she's doing. But if you've been wanting to meet her, she's making her rounds.
If you've been wanting to meet her.
I don't know who her press person is. You telling me that you wouldn't be stoked to meet her?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Oh my God, I would be so excited. I'd be like, we got to do it. Can we do a video? Do the thing. Say the thing.
Plus, I've seen events like these through the course of my career. Whoever it is, the actor, the American Idol contestant, who are who have their 15 minutes of fame, like William Hung. Like if William Hung was going to be at the farm. But the thing
that's like pre-TikTok, though. That doesn't even count. That's not the same.
But they show up and they're there for like 10, 15 minutes and then that's it. And that's all that you see. You're saying that she's going to be at the bar the entire night?
I haven't talked to her to get her full itinerary for Saturday night. All I know is that she will be in the flats at the farm right here in Cleveland. And you know what? You're not being very fun about this. I think that she'd be great to meet. I'd be so excited.
Really?
Yes. She seems like a cool girl. Like, she seems like a very nice girl, actually. And like I said, you know what? I am never going to stop anybody from getting that bag, making their money. If this is what she's riding on, heck yeah.
Maybe she's in town for SummerSlam.
You know, maybe.
Maybe that's why she wanted to come to Cleveland.
Should we become friends? Should her and I become friends?
Stop.
I'm kind of down. I've done worse things when I'm drunk than just go hawk to her. Like, come on. You can't sit there and judge.
What if she's like, you know, I'm past the hawk to a thing. I've evolved. So I'm not going to do the hawk to a. I'm beyond that now.
You know, I'd be a little disappointed. I'm not going to lie. I would have disappointment in my eyes.
I've grown up. I'm way beyond Hawk-Tua.
She's learned.
Right.
But if you want to meet her, Hawk-Tua girl going to be in the flats.
Yay. You know what I'm excited about?
What?
Starting today, Ohio's sales tax holiday.
And this is the difference between you and I.
It is. I'm already planning on a back-to-school shopping trip with the family. That's going to be Thursday.
I'm excited for downtown in the flats on Saturday night. Bill is excited about tax-free school supply shopping.
Well, if you want to go out to eat, this is the weekend to do it because the tax-free holiday has extended to restaurants this year.
Did I say eat? I meant drink.
Well, your alcohol would still be taxed, but your food would be tax-free. As long as you dine in, this does not apply to carry out, does not apply to delivery.
Okay.
So good to know. Items $500 or less. So anything more than that, a car, a boat.
That's still a pretty good deal. How long does it? Because I know I saw it was like tax-free weekend, but
yes,
it's Tuesday.
Until midnight, August 8th.
Oh, that's more than a weekend.
Tax-free, baby. Q104.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. You can reach us at 216-474-0104. We want to get into your animal encounters this morning. And here's the reason why.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Alyssa and I both saw this story this morning. So this is coming out of Dover, Ohio.
It sounds fake, but I'm going to preface this by saying it is very real. It is not fake. We saw a video. We've seen pictures.
Not only that, not only do I not think it's fake, I know it's real. I also think it's on brand for Dover, Ohio, because this is the city where I grew up.
This is your neck of the woods.
Yeah. So I was born in Canton. I only lived there until fourth grade, and then I moved to Dover where I stayed until I graduated high school.
Uh-huh.
Animal encounters all the time, especially because I grew up on a farm. In a legit farmhouse.
Now, I learn something new about you every day.
It was a feed farm, so there were no animals on the farm.
Oh, that's no fun.
But it was a farm.
But alas, a farm nonetheless.
We had our share of wildlife, let's say. But over the weekend in Dover, they had a little excitement on Sunday morning where this lady is on a walk on Sunday morning.
Walking her dog casually. Yeah.
And then she hears some splashing in her swimming pool. And she probably got mad. She's like, hey, who's in the pool right now? It better not be those damn kids. And
it wasn't. It was not those damn kids.
There was a horse in her swimming pool.
It's a literal horse.
It's a horse.
In the pool.
And there's video of
this. And it couldn't get out, which is really sad, but also, like, hilarious. How did it get there?
Well, the horse got loose. They found... The horse is fine, by the way. Whoever came, the experts came, the authorities came.
Yeah.
They escorted the horse out of the pool, and they had... Then the next mission is, okay, who's missing a horse? And they realized that it's down the road,
Someone's pool.
Yeah, the horse got out of the paddock and was running free. But yeah, I mean, to me, this stuff happens all the time in Dover, Ohio. Like growing up on that farm, like we had raccoons that were, you know, infesting our garage.
That's normal though. Raccoons?
Normal?
Yes. Raccoons, deer, rabbits, like those are all normal things.
For living on a farm.
Bro, this is a horse.
I mean, I remember sitting, like our entire family sitting and watching TV in the living room, and then a bat flew in to the living room, swooped around, and then flew out. And like nobody moved.
Everybody was just like, that's just another Tuesday.
It's what happens when you live here.
I was cracking up, though, because I was reading about this. You know, we've seen it on the news this morning. I was reading about it on Fox 8. And I saw that according to a report filed by the sheriff's office, the horse has offered to pay for damage to the liner of the pool. And that's exactly how I read it.
The horse owner or the actual horse?
Upon further inspection, it is the horse owner, but my first time reading it, I just saw horse has offered to pay for the damage. I was like, how is a horse going to afford that?
Well, I mean, you can understand it did get hot on Sunday, so that might be an explanation for it.
Just wanted to go for a little dipperoo.
Maybe he was practicing for water polo.
Maybe this horse's dream is to be an Olympian. And you know what? I'm never going to get in the way of someone's dreams. I'm not going to do it.
It's like that old adage. You can lead a horse to the pool, but you can't make him swim.
That, you know, I've never heard of that, but lesson learned.
Okay, so 216-474-0104. Your animal encounter. And this can't be, there was a strange dog running through my yard. It's got to be like an unusual type animal in an unusual place. Right? So it can be a normal animal, except that it's got to be an unusual place.
Yeah.
There you go. 216-474-0104. Your animal encounter. We want to hear about it right now. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning.
I want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, there was a horse on the loose in Dover this past weekend and ended up in somebody's pool. You know, coincidentally, that swimmer, the Olympic swimmer.
Oh, he's from Dover, isn't he?
He is from Dover. Hunter Armstrong. Maybe the horse was inspired by Hunter Armstrong.
He just saw him win and was like, you know what? That could be me.
I'm going to celebrate.
Take a little dipperoo in the pool, cool off a little bit.
Why not?
Practice my backstroke.
If he can do it, I can do it.
Exactly.
So we're wondering about your animal encounter. What animal? Where did you encounter this animal? Let's start with Jesse in Parma. Jesse, good morning.
Morning.
Tell us the animal.
An iguana.
An iguana.
Okay.
And where did you encounter an iguana?
Exotic.
So, right, exotic. So, like, I'm originally from Guam, and my family lived there when I was young, and so it's a tropical island, and iguanas will do, like, a push-up motion. It's like before, you know, as a threatening gesture, I guess.
Oh, that's how you know they're angry? Stay away from them if they do that?
Right.
That's
how I
try to threaten people, too. I just drop to the ground and give them 10.
So we had like a 4-foot long iguana start doing that. And then it chased after my mom and I when I was a baby, and this iguana was trying to attack us out on Guam.
What exactly does an iguana attack consist of?
I'm not sure. It didn't get us, but
not find out.
Do they bite?
Yeah.
Do they claw? What do they do?
I mean, they have large claws. I don't know that they necessarily have teeth. But being 4 foot tall, you know, or 4 foot long, I would imagine it's kind of pretty strong, kind of like a toothless crocodile, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was traumatizing.
I bet to everybody on Guam, it's like, oh, this is normal. This happens all the time. Don't piss off the iguanas.
Right.
Well, right. And so back then, I mean, this was 45 years ago, you know, but there's not a lot of birds on Guam, because like way back in the day, like snakes and lizards came over on ships and they ended up eating the majority of the birds.
Oh.
So there's a lot of reptile, you know, life, and then there's a lot of bugs because there's not the birds.
Mm.
So yeah, it's very, you know, inhabited by a lot of different critters. But yeah, it can be, you know, there's all kinds of things out in the jungle areas. Like I said, it's more populated now and more touristy, but still, I'm sure the threat's there.
Thank you, Jesse, for calling in with your story this morning. Also, I'm learning a lot, which is a part of this show that I enjoy, is when I learn a lot, as well as entertaining myself.
I'm just imagining like a beefy little iguana just doing some push-ups. Have you seen like lizards? Like their little muscles, though? Like, they are kind of beefy sometimes.
I mean, I would see lizards, I guess, when I was living in Arizona. But
if they get big enough, they really do look a little meaty.
Nothing iguana-like, unless I went to the zoo. Diane is listening to us in North Ridgeville. Diane, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us your animal that you encountered.
So, it wasn't actually me who encountered it, but it was our North Ridgeville Police Department who encountered it, and it was a kangaroo.
Kangaroo? How recent was this?
Was it in North Ridgeville?
Yes.
What?
The kangaroo was roaming down Lorraine Road in North Ridgeville, and the police were called in the morning. You can Google it. You can see the pictures. They're great.
What?
And the police had to wrangle this kangaroo, and turns out that it lives on Island Road with a family, and the kangaroo's name is Foster.
Buster!
Foster.
Okay, yeah. So this happened back in 2015.
Yeah, it was a little while ago.
So Foster got loose. Is Foster still with us?
I don't know.
I don't know how long the lifespan of kangaroos.
I don't know either.
Could you imagine, though, being the one that woke up and wrangled a kangaroo? They probably never thought that was going to be on their to-do list that day.
Well, they also got a call because a pig was following a man down the road, and they thought it was a drunk caller, but it really was a pig was following a man down the road.
Only in North Ridgeville. We should just have a dispatcher on from North Ridgeville someday to say. So tell us
about all
your animal calls that you get.
This is just one of those things that it feels like only in Ohio will these things happen.
No, it's everywhere, right?
I like to think it's only here. I like to think that it makes us special.
Yes, it does. Only in Ohio. That's a meme, right? It's a meme?
Yeah, with Gen Alpha. I don't think it's good, but
it's.
I'm going to twist it and make it good.
Probably not based on the animal stories, but it could be. It should be.
Next on the Q Morning Show.
We have good vibes on the way at 8:55. You can get in touch with us to share what is making you happy right now, 216-474-0104, because we want to celebrate with you. Also, a chance to win Cedar Point tickets coming up after 9 this morning.
Wake up!
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
They keep me connected. I wake up with them every morning.
Q104. From
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Good to have you with us. I know Alyssa has Olympics fever
at
her house.
I do.
Now.
We are in it, man. Like, we're only, what, like 4 days into the Olympics? And it has completely taken over my household in the best way.
How so? How has it taken over your house?
Well, first of all, it's just always on. I don't think we've turned the TV off since Friday. We've just constantly had it on. Second of all, every little task that we do, my fiance Bryce and I, now we are just like narrating it as if we are in an Olympic sport. In trials for what we're doing. Like, we were taking...
Yeah, give me an example.
We were taking groceries up from the car last night from our parking garage up to our apartment. And we're sitting there trying to do it in one trip. And it was way too much for one trip. And we're like, okay, we're off to a good start. Hands are full. Made it through the first door. First heat is done and moving on to the second. We got some wobbles and the can of pop is getting a little loose. But we are getting into the elevator. Can she make it? Like, literally all the way to my apartment.
Yeah, that is a healthy obsession there with the Olympics.
I'm trying to make myself feel like I'm an athlete, even though I'm the least athletic person you'll ever meet in your life.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about the swimmers, the swimming categories, and they have lifeguards at the Olympic pools just wandering around. I'm not sure if the lifeguards are necessary, but... Maybe for insurance purposes.
I was going to say, good protocol, but hopefully they're not needed.
Right. And then Alyssa was talking about, and I thought she was joking, but she says there is a policy on peeing in the pool. This is a real thing?
So I don't think that it's an actual policy that, like, the Olympics set in place.
Oh, it's not an Olympic policy? Like, for instance, they have, like, a doping policy.
Yeah,
like,
no. It's nothing that serious. It's more of, like, a moral compass is a better way to describe it. But to my surprise, I was reading that most Olympic swimmers, yeah, they just go for it. They just pee in the pool. Actually, in fact, Lily King... she came up just short of placing for a medal this Olympics, or in at least like what she just did the other day. And she said, I pee in every pool I've ever swam in. That's just how it goes. I can actually pee while I'm swimming. Multitasking.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, they spend so much time in the pool and it's probably inconvenient to get out and make your way to the bathroom. And there's just so much going on. And they're nervous.
There's a lot happening. And I didn't even think about this, but they were also talking about how difficult it is to get out of those suits.
Out of your swimsuits?
Yeah. Like, if you're all wet and, like, it can be really difficult to actually, like, get it off because they're skin tight. So sometimes it just makes the most sense to just go in the pool.
Makes sense to me.
I've never done it. I'm not a pool peer myself. I'm also not an Olympian. So
right. I was going to say... Yeah, it's a little different for you.
I feel like it might be a little more obvious if I did it, whereas, like, they're swimming so fast, like, you're not even going to notice if there's a warm patch.
Uh-huh.
Could you imagine, though, if they did?
Isn't there, like, a fluid that you put in the pool, like, it's supposed to tell on you if that's what you do?
I've heard rumors of that. I've heard lore my whole life, but I've never actually seen it in effect.
All right. Moving on, I guess.
No, you don't want to talk about peeing in pools anymore?
We're keeping it moving. Group therapy on the way this morning. Perhaps Grace will have a pool at her new house because she just bought a new house. And there's something that her mother-in-law is doing right now that is driving her crazy. She wants some group therapy. Coming up 9:25 this morning, the Q Morning Show.
The 104 days of summer on Q104 is heating things up with